We're back here on the Extra Point here on 1410 KGRN. It's a sad day because our coverage of the high school baseball and softball season is now over, but we want to reflect on the careers of one of the better players we've seen for the last 5 years. She has done a fantastic job up at Benton with the Bobcats, including winning a state championship as a freshman. She's had a remarkable career. She now graduates this year with the Benton Bobcats softball program. Angie Gorko with us here on 1410 KGRN. Angie, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fantastic, other than I'm always sad to see the softball and baseball season come to an end, and I'm sad to see your career come to an end for softball. And the team, I guess, this year went through a little bit rebuilding. But overall, when you reflect back, I mean, how are you feeling right now after it all kind of has come to an end for you?
Well, the first time, like, we lost that stolen game, that first night, it hit me pretty hard because I didn't really understand that I was never going to put that Benton jersey back on alongside my sisters. And so that was the hardest part for me. But I ended up getting to play in the All-Star game this past Monday, so that was exciting just to do it one more time. But I don't really think that it's settled that I'm going to college.
Well, I think the biggest insult of it all is that Solon was the one who ended your career.
Yeah. Yeah, last year we beat them at their place, and then this year it went their way, which wasn't how we wanted it to go, but yeah.
Well, how was it? I got to ask you about Monday at Waukee at the Iowa Girls Coaches Association tournament. Of course, you had two games with one all-star team. There were three all-star teams that they had, mostly, you know, all taking seniors there. What was that experience like?
It was probably one of the coolest experiences because I got to play with two of my future teammates at UNI, and then I got to play against two of my future teammates, which that was pretty cool. And then just being able to play alongside some of the best seniors in the state was an awesome experience.
How'd you do?
Individually, not so well, but I had fun. So it was awesome. And then as a team, we won one and lost one. So at least we got to go out with a win.
Awesome. Well, what were the two teammates that you played with there, your two future teammates at that All-Star game?
I played with Olivia DuBois from Carlisle, and then I played with Taylor Hogan from Columbus Catholic.
Okay, and how about the other two freshmen going to UNI that you played against?
Sammy Heyer from Charles City, and then Sammy Moss from Mount Vernon.
Do you know any of them really well, or maybe casual acquaintances? How does that work?
Yeah, so Sammy Moss, I've been playing against her the past 5 years because they're in our conference. We may have not, like, sometimes they were on the other side. We didn't always, like, play doubleheaders, but I had known her for the last 5 years, so to know that there's someone else just from the WOMAC going up there is awesome. And then Sammy Heyer, oh, yeah, I know her. Her team beat us my sophomore year to go to state when we were ranked number one in 4A. So that one kind of stung a little. But I'm glad I'm not going to have to play against her anymore.
Well, you have to get all this high school stuff out of you and establish new memories with the Panthers. We're talking with Angie Gorko from Benton. We'll be continuing her softball career at the University of Northern Iowa with us here on 1410 KGRN. So tell us about, you know, your decision to UNI. I actually think we may have talked when you made that decision. I mean, it's got to settle in eventually a little bit. What's the preparation like now to get you ready to become a Panther?
Well, we've been getting a bunch of emails about, like, what we need to do to get ready. Some of the things that they do up there are hit-a-thons. So we have, like, our responsibilities for that to get sponsors for ourselves. So just knowing that it is really coming and I need to get going on this stuff rather than, oh, I have a year. But just knowing that I have a great class coming in with me and then great coaches up there and even better teammates, I'm very excited.
Yeah. And it's just, I guess one of the things when I talked with your coach, Eric Stenberg, for season-ending Coach's Corner, he mentioned that you were kind of like an almost like an assistant coach this year. Did you feel like that you had to take a different role? I mean, there were some players who didn't come back to play softball their senior year. That kind of left you a little bit by yourself. It was kind of a rebuilding year. You know, how did you take this role and how did you embrace it?
So the beginning of the season was probably a little more difficult than I thought it would be, just with a couple of those girls not going out. I realized, okay, like, you are the senior. There's one other girl with you, and, like, you know what this team expects. So it was kind of, it was not really a struggle, like, in the sense that I had to lead the team, but just the fact that we kind of had to rebuild and go back to some basics. And I was kind of like that assistant coach on the field because I had been there for so long that, like, I knew what Doc wanted and then what was not necessarily best for the team, because I make my mistakes too. But just knowing that he had my back and he believed in me helped me be able to help them on the field.
Angie Gorka with us here on 1410 KGRN. Is coaching something you want to do?
Yes, absolutely. So I want to go into teaching, and then that way I can coach softball in the summer. So I want to get my coaches, I don't even know what that's called.
Certificate.
But yeah, certificate. And then come back next summer and just be a volunteer, because I know I'm going to learn so much in this next year that I want to give back to the girls here at Benton.
So you're going to go back and help Doc out next year?
Yes, I want to so much.
And for those of you who don't know, Doc is Eric Stenberg. What is it that attracts you to coaching? I think it's great. I mean, and one of these days maybe we'll interview you for Coach's Corner on a regular on a regular basis. And there are players that I used to, you know, broadcast, saw them play in high school that are now coaching, that I now interview in Coach's Corners. And it's kind of weird. A couple of baseball coaches, I remember seeing them as players. But what has ignited this passion for you that you want to coach?
I think it's just I want to help people so much that I want to be, like, the best person I can be to help others be that way too. Because I love softball so much that there's so much more to life than a sport. But if you can help someone through that, just the little difficulties that they come across during the season, sometimes it helps make them a better person outside of softball. And so just being able to do that would be probably my – that's probably the biggest reason I want to coach, is I want to leave an impact on someone, and I want that to be the reason they come back.
You want to leave an impact on someone. Who has left an impact on you?
Definitely Doc. Just coming in as an eighth grader, I remember him telling me that I was going to get a varsity jersey, because I was like, really? Because sometimes – those coaches believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And that's exactly what he did with me. So I think that really fueled my passion more for the sport than when I was just sixth grade playing. It just kept going as I kept playing with him.
Well, when you were in eighth grade, of course, your team won 42 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
You hit .356 that year with six doubles, a couple of homers. Your team lost in the sub-state final, or actually lost in the state finals to Solon. I mean, I hate to bring that up.
Solon again.
But, I mean, how wide-eyed were you back then as an eighth grader, and how do you feel like you've changed as a player from all the way back then?
Well, when I was in eighth grade and we had faced Emily Ira during the season, and I was just more than intimidated. Like, I was up there. I don't think I was ready to hit the ball. I kind of just threw my bat out there. And then kind of as the years went on, I got more confident and kind of tried to develop more as a player rather than play scared. Obviously, when you are one of the youngest people out there, you are going to have a little bit of that wide-eyed, scary look. But at one point, you have to overcome that and just believe in yourself. And I think over those past couple years, that's exactly what happened with me.
That belief in yourself, that it evolved? Was there a moment? Can you pinpoint it? Is there anything you can attribute it to?
I don't really know, actually. It's just after that, my eighth grade year, when we were state runner-up, and then we were state champs. Obviously, when you're a freshman, you're like, oh, cool, state champ. But then kind of as each season progressed, I was like, man, that was actually a really big deal. Because I was so young, I don't really think I understood it all. But looking back, I wish that we could have done it again.
Angie Gorko with us here on 1410 KGRN. Of course, when you were a freshman, a magical run, winning a state championship. And I'll tell you, Angie, I've covered a lot of teams and I've covered a lot of sports over the years. But when I look back, following your team in that state softball tournament in Fort Dodge was one of the highlights that I've ever had.
That was so awesome.
And covering high school sports, just all the way, the experience from going up and interviewing you and the entire team before the games to broadcasting all three of those games. I mean, my partner Craig Art and I, we've been doing ball games together for a lot of time. We still talk about that memory.
Yeah.
About covering your team. That was so special. I mean, I could remember when you against Boyden Hall Rock Valley had that RBI double. That was actually the first run you scored in that game. And it was a tight game. You won that 4-1. And that was the first run that your team scored. Take me through the memories of that team and that experience to win a state title.
So at the beginning of the season, we knew we had something special going into it because we didn't have any seniors that previous year when we were state runner-ups. And so we were like, okay, we got something going here. Let's not stop now. So then first day of practice came around, and we were all getting ready for that. We were having the time of our lives out there, and then I don't even remember when the first game we lost, but it was deep into the season. And so we were like, man, that'd be kind of cool to not lose a game. But then as we kept playing those games, we were like, no, I think we'd rather lose a game now than in that state tournament. And so really we had all the talent there. It wasn't like at practice we were doing all these hardcore workouts because we didn't have what we needed. We had everything. We had the pitching, the catching, the defense, and then the offense as well. And so it was just so special that I don't even think that, like, obviously you can go back and remember that state championship game, but I can't even remember the whole season because it was so special. There were so many moments that just all kind of bundle up into one because it was just the biggest game of my life.
Yeah, 2016, your first loss was to Waverly Shell Rock on June 2nd, actually. And it was at home, ironically enough. And it was only a one-run loss, 5-4. And then your second loss, which would be your last loss of the year, was June 11th at a tournament in Newton. You lost to Indianola 1-0.
That one I remember.
Well, I mean, two losses, both by one run, is pretty incredible. And just to go on the run, and you look at about all the talent. I mean, Amber Fizer is now one of the best, if not the best, pitchers in the entire country up at Minnesota. Alyssa Weeble, I try to follow her at Northern Illinois. I don't think her collegiate careers really took off. She had a decent year, freshman year, but the last couple of years, maybe not so much. But you look at all the other talent on that team. That was a pretty remarkable team, Angie.
Yes, it was. We had so many talented girls that it wasn't – obviously, Amber was up there. She was our star because she touched the ball every at-bat and stuff. But it was just the talent. It was crazy. You could take someone out and throw another girl in there, and you wouldn't even be able to tell because we had so much depth that season that it was crazy.
It was an amazing team, and now you're now carrying over the tradition to your sisters. What was that experience like to play with Megan and Sarah and now hand the baton on to them?
Well, as I'm sitting in my room right now, I'm looking, I have so many softball pictures and a lot with them, and it's kind of crazy that they are. She's gonna be, Megan's gonna be a senior and Sarah's gonna be a sophomore, and that Megan was a part of that state championship team with me. She may have not played all that much, but just to have both of our names on that plaque together was pretty cool. And then knowing I had that younger sister coming up was even better, because I knew I'd be able to play with them if we all kept working hard. And it's going to suck not having 6, 7, 8, Angie, Megan, and Sarah Gorko all together, but it'll be really cool watching them grow and progress the next couple seasons.
Angie Gorko with us here on 1410 KGRN. And before I let you go, how has your experiences with Benton over the last 5 years, how has it helped you become a better person?
Well, my dad always tells me that softball will open the door for you, but it's your hard work and dedication that's going to get you farther. And I think that is what kept me going and working hard, because it's definitely true. Like, you can be one of the best softball players in the world, but if you're not a better person, then, like, softball is not going to get you everywhere you need in life, and you need those extra life tools and just life experiences that come with the game and the failures that also come with it. Just knowing that sometimes experiencing the experiences that I did is going to make me the person that I will be.
I have no doubt. You're already a great person. It's been an honor and a privilege to watch you play. It's been fun to follow you up at Benton, and we'll try and keep track of you now as a UNI Panther. And she really appreciate all your time, and best of luck up in Cedar Falls, and we hope to stay in touch. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Angie Gorko, now graduated from Benton High, soon to be with the UNI Panthers as a freshman this fall, heading to UNI to play softball. She joins us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.